As the old man led the young man through the forest, he told him this story. "I am taking you to see a strange sight, young man. Maybe you have heard about it. There is a poor farmer in the country here who has a son. One day the son had some sort of accident and was asleep for many days. The son eventually woke up and regained his strength, but was never the same as he was before. People call him the disillusioned man." "Oh yes, I have heard about him. There he is, young man." There was the disillusioned man up in a tree. As the old man and the young man approached, the disillusioned man yelled, "Get up in the tree, fools! The floodwaters are coming. Get up in the tree and save yourselves from the great flood." Young man asked old man, "What is he talking about?" Old man answered, "Ask him." Young man asked disillusioned man, "What are you talking about?" Disillusioned man answered, "Can't you see the waters rising? They are above your knees now and still rising. Climb up in the tree, you fools. Save yourselves." Young man said to old man, "There are no waters here." "Tell him that," old man replied. Young man told disillusioned man, "You are disillusioned. There are no waters here. Come down. The ground is dry." Disillusioned man answered, "Aha! You are trying to tell me that the water that I see is not there. You can't fool me. You are the bad one of the great flood. I know your tricks, bad one. One told me to climb up this tree to save myself from the great flood. Do you think that you can tell me different? Do you think that you can trick me so that I, the last survivor of the great flood, will also be destroyed? Get thee behind me, bad one. You too shall be destroyed by one." Old man said to young man, "Convince him that you know the truth, and what he sees is an illusion, young man." Young man replied to old man, "I think it would be pointless. He believes that his illusion is real. He even thinks that I am the bad one of the land of the dead." "What do you think we should do?" old man asked. "Can't you mend him?" young man replied. "I can only mend if the person comes to me and asks, for they must have a belief in their hearts that I can mend them." Young man turned to the disillusioned man and said, "This old man can mend you." Disillusioned man answered, "Of what? He is twice the bad one you are then. Drown them, O glorious one, those deceivers." Young man turned to old man and said, "I think we'd better just leave him alone." "That is the truth, young man. That is the truth," old man replied. They both started back to the old man's shack. Young man then asked, "Can you explain the prophecy of the great flood?"